Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar. My guest is Brian Sullivan, the CEO for the Canadian Centre for Swine Improvement. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
My pleasure, Bruce.
As part of the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar, you discussed the topic, pork more than a good source of protein. First of all, what are the key factors that actually make up a healthy diet?
For the human diet, there's lots of factors. However, there's three main macronutrients that we're consuming. And this was really the main focus of my talk. So those macronutrients are protein, of which pork is, of course, a good source, fat, and carbohydrates.
How do those various components come together to promote health, and what are the factors there?
So I'm not a nutritionist myself, so what I'm focusing on is very much a layman's view of this, and trying to understand the research reports that specialists have produced in this area. However, at a macro level, we're two main things that we are trying to get in our diet are protein and energy. And we can get protein, of course, from meat and other sources. Energy can come from protein, from fat, and from carbohydrates. And the big question in my mind is whether the relative amount of energy we're getting from these different components is in a good place for human health. And I suspect that that may not be the case, because we've had a long-term trend over the last 50, 60 years of increasing energy from carbohydrates and decreasing it from fats, while energy from protein may have remained relatively constant.
What are the factors that contribute to obesity, and what are the concerns there?
The common theory on obesity is just a simple more energy intake than you're burning leads to obesity. It may not be that simple. It doesn't seem to be that simple. That the source of energy may also be an important factor in whether or not you're putting on fat or burning fat on an ongoing basis. And what is clear is if you consume a lot of energy from carbohydrates, that leads to obesity. That's pretty clear, and we've seen a long-term trend of increasing consumption of carbohydrates and an increasing proportion of obesity in Canada, North America, and most countries around the world.
As the pork sector moves forward, what are the nutritional opportunities as a result, and what do we need to be focusing on within the pork sector to tailor the product to meet those opportunities?
I believe there is a really big opportunity to do more with fat in pork. I think that we've seen drastic reductions in energy from healthy fat sources, like from pork and other livestock sources, and this may have had a detrimental impact on the health of our human populations. If it is, you know, shown and recognized that a more moderate or higher amount of fat in your diet is actually, not only is it not bad for you, it might be good for you, then that presents a real opportunity for pork, because pigs are certainly much leaner today than they were 20, 30 years ago, and that's in response to consumer demand for leaner food products. However, there's still lots of fat on a pig, and we don't utilize all of the fat very well, and some of it gets just trimmed and thrown away or sent into byproducts, which are not worth very much. And so that's a real opportunity. If there's some ways that can be better utilized for human consumption and for the health of humans, there's also opportunities to redistribute the fat and put it in good proportions and different cuts that match the whatever markets the pork might go to, and that can be for health reasons, human health, or it could also be for taste and palatability or other reasons.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I think this is an area that, as I said, I'm not an expert by any means. I'm not a human nutritionist. I'm not a meat scientist. I'm really a citizen that's very passionate about the business we're in, which is producing food for human consumption. And I think it's something that contributes to a healthy diet and could contribute more to a healthy diet. So if my talk has helped to even just cast some doubt on the prevailing acceptance, I guess, of what's a healthy diet, and people start asking questions and investigating and researching what really is healthy, then I feel good about that. So I hope I was able to stimulate some doubt, I guess, in the minds of those in the audience.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Brian Sullivan, the CEO for the Canadian Centre for Swine Improvement. At the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.